Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, we bless you for this opportunity that you have granted unto us to come into your house to seek of your face, O God. We don't want to take anything for granted, but we want to say thank you. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your hand of grace, your hand of favor that is upon us, Almighty God. Thank you for your children across the nations that are tuned in upon this day, O God, to hear your word, to worship you in spirit and in truth. We lift up our voices today, O God, as we gather in that majestic name, the glorious name of Jesus. We are gathering in this mountain, the mountain of the Lord, Mount Zion, the city of our God, the city of the innumerable angel. Thank you, mighty God, for this opportunity that you have given unto us to come and fellowship with one another, to come and worship the living God in the name of Jesus. Lord, we surrender this service in your able hand, O God. We surrender the worship, the praises, the prayer, everything that is going to be done today, O God, may it magnify the name of Jesus. May it lift the name of our God in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Receive all the praise. We cry out to you, O Lord, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That, Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us, O Lord. Lead us not into temptations, but deliver us from all evil. In the mighty name of Jesus, we surrender our families before you. We surrender our children before you. We surrender your people, your ministers, your servants, in the name of Jesus. May your grace be sufficient for us today, O God. We come before you in the spirit of humility, O God. We come to learn at the feet of the Lord. We come, O God, that you may teach us the way of truth, the way of life, the way of a life that is surrendered to you. In Jesus' mighty name, O God. We come to learn at the feet of Christ, O God, that the mind of Christ will be in us, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we surrender. We surrender Jesus in your hand. We surrender the church in your hand. We surrender our nation in your hand. We surrender your people in your hand, O Father. May your will be done in our midst, our Father. Let the will of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be done, O Jehovah. Use us as vessels for your glory. We sanctify our hearts with the blood of Jesus. We sanctify the altar with the blood of the Lamb. We sanctify your children with the blood of Jesus. May that blood that speaketh good things, may that blood speak good things concerning us. May that blood heal us to this morning. May that blood forgive us, O God. May that blood open new highway, new doors, in the name of Jesus, O God. Draw our hearts to you, O Father. This morning, Almighty Father, we surrender. We surrender to the person of the Holy Spirit. We surrender as vessels, O God, that you may use us for your glory. In the name of Jesus, that our prayers are not in vain, our worship are not in vain. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your children. We thank you for those that are connecting in various locations, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that Father, minister to each and every one of us, even those that are connecting from their home, O God. May you minister to them. May you touch them. May you meet them at the point of their need. May they receive encouragement in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are anxiously waiting for you in expectation, O God, may you meet them at the point of their need, O Father. We thank you as a church. We thank you as a people, O God, that we are here because of your mercy. We are here because of your grace. We are here because, O Lord, you have enabled us to be, to come this far, O God. And we call you Ebenezer. We call you that you are the Lord that have gone ahead of us. We call you that you are the Lord that have started this journey with us, oh God, and you will make sure to finish it, because what you start, you always finish, in the mighty name of Jesus. May your name be praised. May your name be glorified. We sanctify this place with the blood. We sanctify this place as we welcome the authority of your kingdom to reign. We bind anything that is not of God, any strong man, any spirit that is not of God, we bind it in the mighty name of Jesus, as we welcome you, Holy Spirit, that have your way in our ears, in our hearts, in everything that we are going to do, that the name of Jesus, the exalted name, will be lifted upon this place. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I want us to go to the Word of God, hallelujah, in the book of Exodus chapter 25, verse 30. Exodus chapter 25, verse 30. I will read the Word of God. And you shall set the bread of the presence in the table before me regularly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is one of the instructions that God gave to Moses concerning the priest. Praise the Lord. The priest were meant to present a bread. Hallelujah. It was known as the bread of the presence. And the Bible said they should present the bread of the presence continually before the Lord. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And this is one of the duties as men of God, as servants of God, to present a bread before the children of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Even right now, what I'm about to present to you today is the bread of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Jesus said that a man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded from the mouth of the Lord. Glory be to God. Apart from the physical diet you have, you need the heavenly diet. Glory be to God. You need the diet from heaven. That's why it was called the bread of the presence. Hallelujah. It means it is the bread that has been baked in the presence of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So God calls us to seek his face, that we may receive that timely word, that word that carried the energy of God, that word that carried the life of God. Glory be to God. The word that has been inculcated, hallelujah, the word that has been incubated in the presence of God, and that word is what has power and authority to bring deliverance. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So there is a special bread that the Bible speaks about, and it is the bread of the presence. And this bread was so peculiar that no ordinary man could eat this bread. Glory be to God. This bread could only be eaten by the priest who had set themselves apart for God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You see, there are level of things of God that are meant to be chewed, to be eaten by those that are fully dedicated and surrender their life to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because if you're fully surrendered to God, the word of God will be a benefit to you. The word of God will be healing to you. The word of God will be restoration to you. But when you are living in sin, the word of God can become judgment to you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So that's why we in the story in the book of Judges and the First Kings and the book of Chronicles, hallelujah, the Bible talks about the time when David and the company of people, they were angry, they lacked food, and they went to the priest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they asked the priest, do you guys have anything we could eat here? Glory be to God. And the priest said that the only thing we have is the bread of the presence. Hallelujah. That is the holy thing they had at that time. But this bread was forbidden, hallelujah, to be eaten by anybody. Hallelujah. But there was an exception that was made to David. The priest asked David, as your men kept themselves clean, hallelujah, kept themselves clean from defilement, from immorality, hallelujah. And David said, we have kept ourselves clean. Glory be to God. And they were able to eat the bread of the presence. But the question comes in, why should God give such an instruction for his priest to bring this physical bread? Hallelujah. Because they had to prepare the bread physically and bring it in the altar and present it before the Father. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Do you know the things that God present as physical, as spiritual meaning? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As spiritual meaning. God will not instruct you to do something that is not important. God will not instruct you to do something that has no heavenly mandate. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So presenting the bread before the altar continually is a reminder. Is a reminder of our duty, is a reminder of the impact of the word of God in our life, in our community, in our society. The word has to be alive. Somebody has to keep the word going. Somebody has to keep the word moving in our lives, in our community, in our generation. And that's why we are keeping this word alive in this place. We are keeping it alive on Facebook. We are keeping it alive on TikTok. We are keeping it alive on YouTube. Hallelujah. Because somebody has to keep it alive. We are keeping this word alive right here in Chicago, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Because when the light of the word is burning, hallelujah, there are people that will be preserved because the word was alive. The altar was kept with the word. The power of God was moving because the word was going forth in the mighty name of Jesus. When the word is alive, confusion leave. When the word is alive, generations are healed. When the word is alive, hallelujah, communities are saved. When the word is alive, people are come to Christ in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. So it was very important for the priest never to forget to make sure they prepare this bread. They package this bread. Hallelujah. And it had to prepare fresh every day. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So the things of God requires devotion. We have to devote ourselves to the word of God. Just because you read the Bible today doesn't mean you shouldn't read it tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You don't just read the Bible, but you meditate on the word until the word becomes part of who you are. Until the word is inhabited in your flesh, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You read the word, you meditate on the word. You go to work, you talk, you think about the word. Glory be to God. You meditate on the message in the word, in the mighty name of Jesus. And when you have time to go to pray, you pray over the word in the mighty name of Jesus, that you can come out and share it, and the word will have impact on people's life because you have spent time with it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have spent time with the word of God. It was not easy to prepare this bread. Hallelujah. You prepare it, you present it, it stays in the table of God, it stays in the altar the whole night. Glory be to God. Because the bread you prepare and you bring in the altar, hallelujah, will stay in the altar for God to work on it. Glory be to God. You know, some of the messages we are preaching right now, God is working on them. God is seeing what kind of message have you brought, what kind kind of bread have you brought before my people? Because the kind of bread you bring before the Lord will determine the kind of action he will take. Glory be to God. Do you know the bread is like a sacrifice that you can bring to the Lord his word, and they will chew unto his word, and they will pour glory and mercy and grace into the word of God. Glory be to God. And they will come out of that place. You realize you are healed. You realize doors that were shut has been opened in the mighty name of Jesus, because there is a word that was brought onto the altar that pleased the heart of the Father. There was a sacrifice of the word that was brought onto the altar. And as we keep on with the word that God is bringing onto the altar, and we receive it in our heart, and we meditate on it, and we say amen unto the word of God. Glory be to God. Can I get some amen in the mighty name of Jesus Christ? Every time we sit on the word and we say amen to the word of God, hallelujah, the power of God, the fire of God come upon that word. Hallelujah. Because we are agreeing with heaven that this is how the word of God needs to be. As the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Glory be to God. And when we say amen, hallelujah, the blessing that others are seeking for will seek for your life, because you put God first in your life. Glory be to God. The blessings will overtake you. You see, this is the mystery. God doesn't just want to bless us. He wants blessing to chase after us. Hey, glory be to God. You know, there are times where we are chasing after blessing. We are chasing after blessing. Glory be to God. But when we begin to chase after God, blessing will chase us. Hallelujah. The things that men are seeking for will chase us. In the mighty name of Jesus, they will not only chase us, but they will overtake us. In the mighty name of Jesus, blessing will overtake us. God will bless you with things you don't even seek for. They will overtake you. You will be surprised. Oh, I didn't know I could reach this. I didn't know this door could be opened to me. Hallelujah. I didn't know I could live in such a kind of a house. I didn't know I could drive such kind of a car. I didn't know I could have such kind of friends I have today. Hallelujah. Do you know friends can also be a blessing to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth? I want us to read the second scripture from the book of John. The second scripture is going to come from the book of John. John chapter 6 verse 35. In the name of Jesus, please be a good student. Open the word of God. Hallelujah. I thank God I have a blessed Bible here. I was given on my graduation. Hallelujah. I like this Bible. Actually, this was the version of this Bible was the first version I was bought for when, you know, in Kenya at that time, before you join high school, one of the instructions is you have to go to school with a Bible. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And while I was in high school, the first Bible that I went to school with was English Standard Version. And I read that Bible until it was torn apart. Praise the Lord. But by the mercies of God, I was blessed with this Bible. And it happened to be English Standard Version. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So it means the Lord loves me and I keep focusing on his will. So let's read the book of John chapter 6, 35. Hallelujah. The book of John chapter 6, verse 35. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger. And whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me and yet do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me. And whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Glory be to God. God bless you all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Those that are joining in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible said that Jesus said that I am the bread of life. So when the priests were presenting this bread of the presence, it was a reminder of Christ. Hallelujah. It was a reminder of Christ. And now Jesus is coming and as the bread of life, the bread that we need. Hallelujah. We need Jesus. We need his word. Glory be to God. We cannot survive without the word of God. We cannot survive. Nations perish without the word. Generations perish without the word. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We need the word of God. And the Bible said that Jesus is the bread of life, and whoever comes to him shall not hunger. Whoever comes to Jesus shall not hunger in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The things that this soul is broken of, is thirsty of, can only be filled with the word of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As the book of Ecclesiastes says that there is an emptiness in the heart of man. You know, there is an emptiness in our heart that is meant to seek God. And sometimes that emptiness, that vacuum in our heart, we try to fill it with many things and we still remain desperate. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. No matter how much you smoke that thing, you can't be high enough. No matter how many bottles of alcohol you drink, you can't be high enough. No matter how many people you go out with, you can't be high enough. Hallelujah. Because there is something that is meant to make you high enough. And that is the word of God. When the word of God come upon you and it begin to burn in your soul, it begin to burn in your spirit, it begin to form life in you, it begin to remove the debris of the enemy, it begin to take away the depression, it begin to take away the worry. For great peace are they of those that stay in the word of God. When you stay in the word of God, peace shall be your portion. While others are worrying of many things, you shall dwell in peace in the mighty name of Jesus, because you stay in the word of God. The word is life. And the Bible says, I am the bread of life. For those who come to me, they will not hunger. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You will not hunger. You will not be desperate. You will not be taken advantage of in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you know there are many people that are being taken advantage of today because they are hungry? Our generation today is hungering for a fatherly love. Hallelujah. Hungering for a motherly love. Probably you are raised without a father and you are hungering for a father. And because of that anger, you end up in wrong relationships. Praise the Lord. You end up with people who are taking advantage of you. You end up with people who look down on you. You end up with people who make you think less of you. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Come to Jesus. Come to the Lord that will make you not anger anymore. Come to Jesus that is able to make you be complete in the mighty name of Jesus. Only Jesus can make you be complete by the authority of his word. He can make you be complete by the authority of his word. He is able to heal every wound, even the childhood wound, the things you went through when you are growing up. Jesus is able to heal you. Jesus is able to fix what doctors cannot fix. Jesus is able to fix what psychiatrists cannot fix. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. Human doctors have their limit, but the word of God has no limit. It is like a two-edged sword, piercing the bones, dividing the marrows. The word of God has capacity to go to places no man can go. The word of God has capacity to change you. The word of God has capacity to kill that pride that is destroying your life. The word of God has capacity in the mighty name of Jesus to humble you. The word of God has capacity to create things that are not there to be there. In the mighty name of Jesus, the word of God has capacity to turn a murderer, hallelujah, to become a preacher. The word of God has capacity to clean you out. In the mighty name of Jesus, that one day they will meet with you. They will say, is this the pastor we knew? Is this the pastor we go to club with? Is this the pastor we drink with? Is this the pastor we did immorality with? They will see your life and they will see the grace of God upon you. They will see that God is shining on you in the mighty name of Jesus, because you received the word and the word began to do something in you. It began to burn in you. It began to energize you. It began to direct you. You begin to see things in the eyes of God, not in the eyes of men. Hallelujah. You begin to realize you are not a failure, because you are more than a conqueror. Christ to strengthen you. You begin to understand that all things happen for good for those that are called according to his goodness. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, when you realize things you have gone through, whether good or bad, they happen for a reason. So you stop living in the past. So you stop living in defeat. So you stop living in depression. So you stop living in sorrow, and you pick up your mat and begin to walk majestically, knowing that all the pains you went through was to make you stronger. All the pains you went through was to give you a crown. All the pains you went through, God had a plan for it. Because there are things that you had to learn. There is an anointing that you can only receive at the place of persecution, at the place of humility. When men trample down on you, there is glory that is coming on you. When men reject you, there is glory that is coming down on you in the mighty name of Jesus. When you come to the Lord, the Bible says, you will not hunger anymore when you eat of this bread, the bread of life. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me shall not hunger, and whoever believes in me shall never thirst. But I say to you that you have seen me, and yet you do not believe. Have you seen Jesus, and yet you don't believe? Have you seen Jesus? Do you know there are many things that happen in our lives that you can see Jesus everywhere? Glory be to God. You have seen the sick being healed, the blind seeing, hallelujah. In our lives, we have seen miracles. We have seen the workings of God, hallelujah, glory be to God. Yet you don't believe. Yet you are antagonistic, praise the Lord, because the enemy is feeding you with lies, hallelujah, that if you come to Christ, you won't be able to enjoy your life, hallelujah. We are enjoying ourselves in the Lord, and there's nothing we miss there out in the world, hallelujah. Glory be to God, hallelujah, because in him there is life, and life in abundance. He said, come to me, those that are heavy laden, for I am humble of spirit, and my load is easy. Praise the Lord Almighty, hallelujah. Some of you are carrying a load that makes you walk bending. Hallelujah. You are covering a load that you are too young, but you behave like a grandpa. You behave like a grandma because you are carrying things that are too heavy for you. Hallelujah. You are carrying things that are breaking you instead of building you. But Jesus is saying, come to me. Hallelujah. He is humble. He come to the master. Hallelujah. He is able to come to your level. He is able to reason with you. Glory be to God. No matter the challenge, no matter what you go through, hallelujah, Jesus Christ is able to come to your level. He's able to come to your drinking habit. He's able to come into your sin. He's able to come to that place where you are wallowing in sin and reason with you and tell you that my load is easy. Why are you suffering like this? Why are you in the hand of the enemy? Why are you a vessel of destruction? Why are you living living like this, when there is a better life that I have for you, a life of the overflow, in the mighty name of Jesus, a life of abundance, a life of purpose is with him. Hallelujah. So God has the better option. Hallelujah. Jesus has the better option. You see, the reason why we are preaching this gospel is to tell you that Jesus has the better option. Whatever the enemy is offering you now cannot compare with the option of the Lord. Hallelujah. You see, the enemy wants to use your youth. He wants to use your beauty. He wants to use your talent. And after he has used you enough, he will throw you out there as if you are nothing. But God can take your brokenness. God can take your ugliness and turn it to beauty. God can take your sin and turn it to righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. God can take things that are despised and make them and beautify them. Hallelujah. And he has promised that he will be with us until the end of the age. We serve a God that will not be the first to lose his hand on you. He will hold on you in season and out of season. He will be there for you. But the devil wants to take advantage of you. The devil wants to take advantage of your talent. The devil wants to take advantage of your youth. But once he has used you enough, he will kick you out like a bucket. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And that's why many have ended up in depression, because they thought that the devil has a better option. But they realized the devil has two pre-ministry, is to kill, to steal, and to destroy. And the enemy have seen the things that God has given to you, and they want to steal it for his glory. Some of you are so blessed. Hallelujah. Some of you are so blessed. Sometimes I admire the blessing people are, but they are not using it for God. Hallelujah. Sometimes when you listen to some of the secular artists, some even they started in the church. They receive a gift in the church. They went out there. They can sing in perfection. Hallelujah. They are so blessed with that talent, but they will not use it for God. They will use it for their stomach. They will use it for their glory. They will use it for fame. At the end of the day, they perish. At the end of the day, they die before their time. At the end of the day, they realize they lived a meaningless life. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, there's this guy, he was called Eddie Long, was the wrestler. You know, this week we had the death of this champion wrestler. We used to watch him on TV. Hallelujah. But I had a good story about it. Later on his life, he surrendered to Jesus. Glory be to God. This guy, he was called Eddie. Is it Eddie Long or what? Eh? As Hal? It's called Hal? Hallelujah. This guy gave his life to Christ. Hallelujah. Later on his life, after coming out from the wrestling, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Imagine if he could have realized that kind of talent of drawing the crowd, he could have used that talent to win souls, to become an evangelist. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God has blessed you so much, and you are using your talent for destruction. Oh, and after the enemy have used you enough, he kick you out. I don't need you anymore. The enemy goes to look for fresh ones to use. Praise the Lord. But God is able to keep you. God is able to nourish you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. People like Joshua and Caleb, even in their 80s, in their 90s, they add strength like a young man. Glory be to God. Because every time you come in the presence of God, he renews your strength. In the mighty name of Jesus, Moses was 130 something years old, but he still felt like a young man. In the mighty name of Jesus, because he dwelled in the presence of God. Glory be to God. The same way to you, if you choose God, hallelujah, in the midst of a crooked, of a perverse, of a twisted generation, you decide, I will choose the better option. I will choose Jesus of Nazareth. I will believe in him when my friends doesn't believe in him. I will believe in him when my community doesn't believe in him. I will believe in Jesus, for I have seen his hand. I will believe in Jesus because I have seen his goodness in the land of the living. I believe in him even when no one doesn't believe in him, because Jesus is the bread of life. I can't go wrong with him. When I eat from his table, I receive breakthrough. When I eat from his table, I receive nourishment. When I eat from his table, I receive heavenly vision. When I eat from his table, hallelujah, he is the shining light. He is the lamp of God. I can't dwell in darkness. The enemy can't take advantage of me, because the bread of heaven is my portion. You see, the enemy maximize on what you don't know about God. That's why he is the deceiver. The devil is the deceiver. So the more you know about God, the more you know about God, the more you know what God is saying concerning you. That you are, we are joined heels with him. You are seated with Christ in heavenly places. Glory be to God. The more you know God, you will stand strong. You will stand strong knowing that you are the royal priesthood, a chosen generation. Glory be to God. A people that have been called by the name of God. Do you know, when you know yourself, nobody can take advantage of you. When you know yourself, nobody can look down upon you, because you are qualified. Fight in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Even when you go to that job, you know you have confidence in him, that you, it's not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God. God is the one that fight for us. God is the one that open a door that no man can shut. No matter how mad they don't like you, they will find themselves helping you in the mighty name of Jesus, because God can put system under pressure. In the mighty name of Jesus, that even those that doesn't like you, they will prepare a table before you. As David said, that the Lord prepare a table before my enemies. Do you know what it means for God to prepare a table before your enemies? Those people that look down upon you, those people that laughed at you, that you are nothing, hallelujah, they will be the one to prepare a meal for you. They will be the one to go an extra mile to sow into your life, because they have seen your God, and your God is compelling them in the mighty name of Jesus. They have seen the hand of God working in your life. They have seen the word working in your life, and they will reach to the place, I want to know his God. I want to know his God. I have seen what his God is doing. I have seen destinies being transformed. I have seen youths being transformed. I have seen the power of his God. I have seen deaf ears being opened. I have seen the sick being healed in the mighty name of Jesus. And their soul will gravitate towards the God you serve in the mighty name of Jesus. For God will put systems under pressure. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you know God put the whole system on Egypt under pressure? Hallelujah. That when the children of Israel went to ask for silver and gold, the Bible said the women of Egypt, they were moved. Hallelujah. They gave their gold. They gave their silver. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Until the Bible said that when the children of Israel left Egypt, they left with their labor. The labor of 430 years was paid. Because God puts systems under pressure. Glory be to God. When we put God first in our life, God will put systems under pressure. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. There are places where you will go, you will realize that your duty has been paid. Your meal has been paid. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, because God can make it happen. In Jesus' name. Me, I was the first time, I remember the first time being here in Chicago. Hallelujah. I went to seek for driver's license. Praise the Lord. I went through various windows, and when I reached to the window making payment, I was told, go for. Hallelujah. It is taken care of. I don't know how my first driver's license was paid, but it was paid in a government office. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I have seen the hand of God in many occasions like that. Praise the Lord. Where I go to a government office and I'm told, you know, you don't need to pay anymore. Hallelujah. It's taken care of. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, God will put system under pressure because you are putting it fast in your life. Hallelujah. You cannot be looked down upon because you know yourself. Hallelujah. So don't walk like a chicken that have been rained on, like somebody confused, like somebody who don't know where they are going. Praise the Lord Almighty. Hallelujah. Walk like a favored one. Walk like a child of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, walk with confidence in his word. Glory be to God. You know, the reason why we dwell in the word of God, hallelujah, great peace we have, because you don't worry, because you know the word is working. Hallelujah. The word is working even when we're sleeping. We are meditating on the word of God, that this word shall not depart from your lips, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that thy ways be prosperous. In the mighty name of Jesus, even when we go to sleep, we meditate on the word of God. We chew on the word of God. When we wake up, we think about him. We think about his goodness. In the mighty name of Jesus, every day, even when we go to sleep, our spirit is still talking to God. When we wake up, our spirit is still talking to God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that is the kind of life that God is calling us to live. So stop living away from the word of God. It has been a long time that you have been in the house of God. It has been a long time for some, even opening the Bible to read it. Some of you, you don't even remember the last time you read the Bible. Yet there's so much into the word that the Lord wants you to receive and run with it. That Jesus is the bread of life. Glory be to God. Jesus is the bread of life. Hallelujah. The Lord wants believers to understand the necessity that is revealed in his presence and to equip all of us, hallelujah, to learn from God, to be taught by the Lord, to spend time in the word of God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To spend time in the mighty name of Jesus, in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So in the tabernacle of Moses, priests regularly placed fresh bread, as I said, called the bread of the presence before the Lord. And this bread symbolized God's word, prepared and offered in his presence. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. It's the same way when you want to teach the word of God, spend time with God. Spend time meditating on God. Receive from God. Pray about it and take it to the people in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God wants his people to be nourished with the word of God that is fresh. That is fresh. Hallelujah. The word of God that is fresh, that is received in prayer. The word of God that is holy, that is uncompromised. The bread that is uncompromised. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Not the living bread. The bread that is uncompromised. The bread that the size is not inflated. You know, the reason why people put leavens on the bread before they bake it, because the leaven makes it to look bigger than it is. Praise the Lord. But God wants you to see things the way they are so that you make the right judgment. Glory be to God. So it's the same way, we are not called to exaggerate the word of God, but to preach it the way it is. The word of God has capacity to do what it calls it to do. Hallelujah. As long as we present it to the people of God without compromise. The word of God has power and authority to transform us and to lead us to repentance and growth. In the name of Jesus, as Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He alone can satisfy our soul, Jesus Christ, who is the bread of God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I encourage all of us, hallelujah, spend time with God. Learn to spend time with God, with His Word. Hallelujah. We thank God for technology. We thank God for technology today. You can listen. I have an audio Bible in my phone. Sometimes while driving, I just put the book of John, I put the book of Joshua, hallelujah. Even while going to work, just spend time, hear the word of God, hear the word of God. Take advantage of the technology we have today. Praise the Lord Almighty, hallelujah. The Bible is on my phone. I have a physical Bible. All the gadgets I'm using, they have the Bible. You can Google the word of God. You can access the Bible in the internet, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Take advantage of these resources to listen and meditate on the word of God and grow in the knowledge of God in the mighty name of Jesus. It's a challenge to you. Hallelujah. You can take one small scripture, meditate on it. Glory be to God. Meditate on it. Pray about it and come and share with God's people in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray that you're being blessed today by the word of God. And you might be there. You are listening to my voice. You are wondering about this Jesus. You are wondering about this Jesus who is the bread of life and you don't know him. You haven't received him as your Lord and your Savior. And you want to say, Jesus, I want to surrender to you. I want to give my life to you, Jesus. I want to surrender my all to you. Hallelujah. I want you to begin to pray. Hallelujah. If you are online, hallelujah, comment. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you. Hallelujah. Hear the word of God and you are convicted in your heart that a time come for change. A time has come for a new beginning. A time has come for you to say, yes, Jesus, I can't do it on my own. You are the bread of life. I need you. I need you, Jesus. I need you in my heart. I need you to come and change what no man can change. I need you to come and do that what no man can do. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for your word. We bless you for your word, Jesus Christ. We thank you, mighty God, because you have sent forth your word and it will not return unto you void. Thank you, mighty God, because you are the bread of life. You are the bread of life. And the more we partake on you, we can never be the same. In the name of Jesus, you are the bread that when we eat of you, we receive healing. When we eat of you, we receive breakthrough. When we eat of you, we receive protection. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for dying for us. Thank you for the price you paid for our sins. May your name be glorified. May your name be honored. Blessed be the name of our God. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Today I talked about the bread of the presence, and it happened that today is our communion service, which also reminds us of the same bread. That Jesus said that eat this continually in remembrance of me. We are a church that believe in partaking of the Holy Communion in the mighty name of Jesus. And even you, wherever you are, probably you haven't taken Holy Communion for a while and you have prepared your heart and you say, man of God, I want to join to be part of this communion. Hallelujah. If you are in your house, glory be to God. If you are in your house, please take, if you have bread, if you have a drink, even if it is water, prepare it, bring it before the Lord. We are going to pray over it. We are going to sanctify it with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we are going to partake of it by faith. Hallelujah. This is symbolic, reminding us of the authority of God. Glory be to God. I have hours here. I'm going to pray over them. In the mighty name of Jesus, this is reminding us we can't survive without him. The Bible says, unless you eat of my body and drink of my blood, we cannot be part of him. Praise the Lord. So as a church, we have to be reminded we can't survive outside Jesus. We can't survive outside his word. We can't survive without the authority of the blood of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That is what makes us strong. For they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. In the mighty name of Jesus, the word of their testimony, they overcame in the name of Jesus. So even as we partake of his communion, you are an overcomer in the name of Jesus. You are an overcomer in Jesus' name. Let this word, let this holy communion, let this bread bring life unto you, that you will not anger, you will not be thirsty again. In the name of Jesus, the doors that have been locked shall be open. You will receive the healing in your body in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I pray that you have prepared your bread. I want to pray with you in the name of Jesus, and your drink. I want to pray with you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you, O God. We come as a church, as RTD Church International, to honor you, to remind ourselves of the authority of your word, to remind ourselves of the authority of the blood that you shed for us on Calvary, that Jesus, that these are the benchmark, these are the foundation of our faith, that we can't go around it, that we have to be part of it. And Lord, this bread we present before you, this drink we present before you, let it be sanctified by the blood of Jesus, by the authority of the cross, by the authority of the Spirit, in the mighty name of Jesus, to represent your body and to represent the blood that you shed for us on Calvary. Thank you for your children that are joining by faith, who are partaking of this communion. I lift up their bread, I lift up their drink. Let it be sanctified unto you. We bless you, Father. Bless the bread, bless the drink. We present it to you with thanksgiving, O God, for you are the Lord that has blessed us. You are the Lord that has made us to inherit the earth. Thank you for the doors you have opened. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says, he took up the bread and he gave thanks to the Lord, and he broke it among the disciples, and he gave it to the disciples to eat it in remembrance of him. I want us to eat the bread together. Hallelujah. In the same occasion, he lifted up the drink, and he blessed it, he gave thanks to the Father, and he shared it with the disciples to drink it in remembrance of him. Let's drink the drink together. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory, 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 glory. Give him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Glory, glory to Jesus. Glory, glory. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. God bless you, Auntie Pamela. I see your comment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I will get back to you after this service. In the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. Give him a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Let's clap unto the Lord for his wonderful works. In the mighty name of Jesus, because he has done mighty things in our lives, and his name deserve to be glorified. He deserves to be lifted. He deserves to be praised. Let all that has breath praise. praise the name of our God. Thank you, Jesus, for this opportunity that you have given unto us to worship you, to praise you. Blessed be your name forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, we worship you. Thank you, Father. We bless you, Father. Thank you for your body. Thank you for your blood. We are alive today because of it. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for your breakthrough. Thank you for your favor. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you for your hand that is upon us. May your name be praised. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Hallelujah.